Okay, it is week notes number 28, which is week 28 in 2020. This is going to get even more confusing going forward. So I want to continue the audio version of the week notes for this week at least. I just want to wrap it up in some shape or form. And I've got a few things to go through. So I'm going to try and keep it short and sweet, 10 minutes max, and see where this goes. So last week, I obviously turned into my fifth decade of life. Lots of emotions, but I took the day off afterwards to recover, make the most of, you know, a bit of time out, and actually organised for the internet to be switched over to a different provider. We got a contract ending with our previous provider, which virtually doubled the price. And a quick scan around the market suggests, yep, you can get a better price than this. So that was the main motivator, not for speed or quality or anything, just for price. And quite frankly, it all worked. Everything's fine. And I've not had any complaints so far from the family, which is double win. So yeah, we switched over to TalkTalk, got their fiber package, 30 odd quid a month. Does the job. I'm happy with that. And just general recovery from birthday weekend was... it was nice, just doing nothing for the week, for the day, sorry. And it gave me a little bit of a taster of what those poor souls that have been through furlough for the last God knows how many weeks, just what a day off actually feels like. It was surprising how quick the time goes, to be honest. I didn't get a lot done, which was nice. But yeah, nice way to wrap up that weekend. I also got playing around with my new MacBook Pro at the 2020 model. And it is very promising. I put a tweet out just to kind of give my very quick impressions. The butterfly keyboard with an escape key. Happy days. Very welcome return. Doing all my audio video production on this thing is seamless. It just works. And it's definitely snappier and speedier than previous models. So good news. I also found that iCloud just worked. I've had challenges in the past where it doesn't necessarily sync my files very well. Even some of the configurations and like pairing with devices, it's just worked. So I don't know if it's the macOS or it's the hardware, but very happy with that. Battery is about the same, but then like I say, I've been doing a lot of AV stuff, so I've been challenging it. I'm curious to see what it looks like just with general browsing and, you know, social media sort of stuff. Not really what I use it for, but, you know, I already put it through paces and battery seems to work quite well. But finally, USB-C, I'm not feeling it. I'm glad there's a 3.5mm jack, so I can plug in a headset and mic or whatever, and it just works. But connecting all those devices through a dongle, not great. I know what Apple are trying to do, but nah, it's not really satisfying my needs. I also got myself a Magic Mouse. My old one died recently, so Magic Mouse 2. But what the hell's going on with this charger? You've got to plug it in underneath so you can't use it. I mean, what the... yeah, I was mind-boggled. Again, the tweet went out just to make a point. So yeah, the tech from last week was pretty enjoyable. All the new kits, getting set up, getting everything working. And I'm very satisfied so far. One thing I did get into last week with my new kit was start mixing the new mix, the Summer House mix for House Finesse. So we've got a compilation going out this month. I was trying to get it out for last week, but time pressures just got the better from me. And as I got into the compilation part with the LYP, Lemon Yellow P mix, it was not necessarily working very well together. So we need to just pull our forces together and make that sound better. You know, we got plans, don't worry, we'll sort it out. Also on the side projects front, F1 calendar, Andy Yates has been driving this baby really well. Now up to 13 languages supported across that app, so really it's a wonderful story to tell on how open source can work really well for a project. We've built this thing for 10 years odd now, just as a mini project between myself and Andy Higgs. And then we asked Andy Yates to get involved and potentially make it open source in the process. By doing so, it's just opened up a whole new world for us. Andy's really enjoying getting into it. He's building all sorts of little add-ons and extending the functionality. We've now got email newsletters coming out of this as well. But opening up to the community and asking for translations, it really works. You know, we've used Twitter to our advantage. We've managed to get open source working really well. They're tested and deployed really quickly and seamlessly. And we've even got official sponsorship now from the hosts that are providing it. I can't remember the name of it called. Vettel, I think it is. I'll put a link in the show notes just to make sure they get their creds. But yeah, quite satisfying to see that grow so well. Back in real life, so it was quite a week last week, actually. I've been through the ropes with some scams over the lockdown. The biggest one being our holiday that we booked. We were meant to go to Bali in Easter in April. Obviously, lockdown stopped all those. The holiday provider, I'm not going to name them, they just don't deserve the publicity, quite frankly. They offered vouchers as a way of a refund, which we just said, no thanks. They even said, if you don't want the vouchers, let us know. So we did. We don't want them. We're not going to be able to use them within a year. It's not going to happen. We've got very limited windows to get out and all these real specific demands. Just give us our money back, please. Very polite about it, very civil, but very stern at points as well, because they just weren't listening. And it took nearly 16 weeks to get our refund back. The only way it did work was by raising a dispute with a credit card company. Luckily, I booked this on a credit card. But we're talking £3,500. It was not coming back. I was determined to get it back, raise a dispute through Sainsbury's Bank, and they came through. It took about nearly nine weeks to get the dispute. They managed expectations, said it would take that long. It did, but it worked. So I was very happy with that. And on another dispute, I fell for a bit of a scam on Gumroad. Again, spent, I think it was about £150, £160 on a tow bar that didn't exist. And it was a known hoax of a company. Raising it with my bank, I spent nearly an hour on the phone to them, talking to their scam team, but they did get the money back. So double win from the banks this week. Very happy with that. Another little thing on the family side of things, my wife discovered a new family trait for the Joblings last week. Apparently, we had a Joblings glass makers back in the 1920s. I don't know the full story, but long story short, this company was not taking off. This was obviously post-World War I. The demand wasn't there, the marketing wasn't working, but apparently the Joblings nephew got involved and turned it around. And it's quite a successful business for the Joblings. It's art deco sort of style. My wife liked what she was seeing, so she bought a piece off eBay. And apparently it's worth a few hundred quid if you shop around for these sort of things. So nice little find. Nice to know that the Joblings have got a bit of a legacy out there. That's not just me and my uncle with .com. Anyway, yeah, nice little family thing there. In work, not a great lot to talk about that I can really talk about either. But I did make a fair few observations through the week around Zoom. Everyone's favourite. Everyone's using Zoom right now, or Teams, or whatever video call solutions you use. But I made a few observations that on one call, I had a real background of just alcohol. And it was not even aftermath of party. It was just lying around. Someone's asked, is it open? Of course. But yeah, I'm curious to see what other people have got in their real backgrounds. I always find it fascinating on these calls to see what people have got in, you know, behind them, who's involved. And a lot of people make observations about our house and the fact that we've got so many sort of classic paintings behind us. Are you working in a coffee shop or gallery? No, just at home. So yeah, that was one observation. Here, another crazy one. My wife was doing an online school lesson with makeup. So she came through the house one afternoon, full sort of face paint mode, like some wintry tree scene, and she was going to finish it off live on a Zoom call. I mean, that's being creative and quite frankly bloody bold and brave. Looked great, and I love the way that schools are sort of pivoting to tech and using online tools to make it work. On the fun side of things, so for my birthday, I got quite a few vinyl-related goodies. My wife managed to find a T-shirt that referenced the human traffic scene with Coop. It's got Junglist Massive on there. So nice hat tip to the 90s of music. And I got a fair few records as well, nice pieces of vinyl to hold and play properly on the decent speakers. So I've been getting back into that this week, and it's quite enjoyable feeling the music and really feeling the bass and the highs coming through on the decent speakers. Good fun, and I'm really getting back into my vinyl right now. I might even buy a few more on eBay. And similarly, my music side of things, I'm starting to learn the bass guitar. So yeah, again, another lovely gift for my birthday. Downloaded an app called Musician. It's very good, actually. It's got me into the basics, some good video demos, simulations and exercises, very sort of reward driven with badges and that sort of stuff. I'm really enjoying that, but I'm not sure I'm willing to pay the £30 a month subscription just yet. So I've given it the 7-day trial. I'm going to try a few of the YouTube videos, I think, just to see if it works, if that's the sort of format that works for me. I might go back. I'm not saying I never will, but it was a great entry level, and I do recommend it for trying. And if you're willing to spend that sort of subscription, obviously keep it going. So that's it for me this week. Next week, I'm having a time out. I'm taking a week off. I'm not touching tech, apart from my Kindle, where I'll be reading nice things. Got a massive catalogue of things to get through. And there'll be no week notes next week. So taking the time out. And I will come back after my break and get back into this. Whether it'll be audio notes, I don't know yet. But I will continue doing some form of this. It might just go back into bullet point notes or something like that. That's it. So thanks for listening, if you've bothered. And let me know what you think. Anything that's useful or you'd like to find out a bit more about, please ask. It's all good. Obviously, reach out to me on Twitter, @Si. Or visit the website at sijoblink.com. Signing out.